The problem with the coups in West Africa is that the democratic system hasn't delivered for a lot of people in West Africa. And so when Akufo-Addo is talking about coups, he has to understand that coups don't happen in a vacuum. Democratic governments have to deliver services to their people. So when they fail on that front, they give military adventurers excuses to seize power. And that's what's happening in West Africa. So we all have to celebrate the good stories that's coming out of places like Liberia, where we've seen a successful transition to democracy, or even Ghana, where in spite of all of its troubles, democracy has not really faltered. But we also have to be cognizant of the fact that just because you're a democracy doesn't mean that that's the end of the story. You have to deliver services.
Let's talk about President Felix Tshisekedi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The conflict in eastern Congo is putting Rwanda and Democratic Republic of Congo against each other. What's your take on what President Tshisekedi is saying, blaming Rwanda for the troubles in eastern Congo?
So I know some may say that he shouldn't be saying these kinds of things at a place like the United Nations General Assembly. But I think it's the proper forum to bring this up. Because, first of all, everybody in that room knows what's happening in the region. Because the United Nations has published reports on it, blaming Rwanda for the destabilization that's happening in the, you know, Eastern DRC. So this is no secret. The question is whether by him discussing this publicly, it's going to help the process of resolution or hurt it. There's already a mediation session going on led by Angola. The ECA is also doing some kind of intervention in that region. But I think that this is still the proper forum. Put Rwanda on notice that everybody knows what's happening over there. They've been denying it. But there is evidence. The UN itself has established the fact that Rwanda is behind these rebels. Now, Rwanda may have an excuse. And I want Rwanda to step forward and defend itself. And that defense largely goes to the fact that the DRC government has been unable to control Rwandan militias who operate from its territory and destabilize neighboring Rwanda. So there is something going on in that area.
Rwanda, I think, has stepped forward by blaming the DRC government for its support of the FDLR rebels in eastern Congo.
Yes, but they are denying supporting the M23. Which has been established. So you have to admit it. You have to say we're supporting them because we think that you are also supporting rebels against us. And then we can have an honest discussion.